Consider this. On any given night in America, nearly 600,000 people are homeless. That's an overwhelming number. It's hard even to grasp. But people do find their way out. Some, at least. Victor McDonald is one who did.
This, obviously, is the living room area right here. It's spacious enough. It's safe enough for me to get around. No obstacles, nothing that can trip me. My name is Victor. I'm a former chef for the University of Wisconsin here. I cooked for 226 girls as well as 143 guys. That worked out really well for me. It really did until I had an accident. An accident caused me to have a couple rods and six screws in my back, which holds my spine together. So that took me out of my business, which was the chef there. In this way, there's a hallway which has a double door closet. It's easy for me to store any things in there, such as my wheelchairs, and I have walker, and if I wanted to get my scooter out of the way, I could just put it in there. I've had some ups and downs, and I think my worst period is while I was going through the hospital stay, I had a mate that I was dating, and more than dating, I could say. We've been together for several years. We never got married or anything. And, you know, I kind of thank God for that because she turned to be abusive. And I never looked at it at that time as abuse because I thought this was my mate. I thought this was somebody that cared. Now we can go down the hall here. This is my bedroom. It's a pretty nice size room. It's safe enough. As you can see, it's enough stuff in here and still safe enough for me to move around here. When I did get my bearings, that was the beginning of me seeing abuse now. And one person said, you know, man, they got a line for domestic abuse. And when I did give them that call, I explained to them everything in detail, you know, and the one lady on the phone said I could hear the tears in your voice. And they took me from my home, and within maybe an hour and a half, they put me in the Microtel Hotel here in Madison. And I was there for a week. And within that week, they expect for you to find home, nice shelter. And for that 1 week, I was terrified because at that point, my only option was to leave there and go back. Then I came across the Community Action Coalition, and they were the first agency that reached out, listened to my story, and said that we can definitely help you. And within that same week, they took me from there, placed me in the place that we're in today. And here's the kitchen area. This is enough room right here. It kind of reminds me of a kitchen that I worked in before. It was just, most of this was stainless, but I had like a stove like that and a convection about right there. And I cooked for at least about 120 people in a kitchen this size. So, I mean, it's not very much, but this is a very nice place. And for me, it's just one person. And I just think this is a wonderful place. They gave me my own case manager. So when I left and I came down here, she looked at me and we walked in the door and she said, here's your keys. And I, at that point, I said, so what, is someone else going to be living here with me? Or she said, no, this is your place. This is where you live at right now. I said, so how long do I got before I have to get out of here? She said, no, Victor, this is where you live at. Nothing is going to change. Only person can take you out of there is you.
Victor McDonald lives and studies in Madison, Wisconsin.